Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Inflation through the roof. 70% of Americans report they cannot save money. Not, will not, cannot. Are you one of them? I know we are. We can't save money. Everything we get goes out. And admittedly, it goes out faster than we can bring it in. And it isn't because I'm not qualified or you people... I mean, yeah, we could always use more support, but I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming Joe Biden. Under Trump, we were fine. We were doing great. I was talking about buying a house. We had sold our house, put the money aside so we could buy a new house. Inflation shot the price of houses up, the interest rates up, and decimated all of our companies. And you want to know how I know things are bad? Because you are the people who say, Kevin, we support your charitable efforts. You don't support them as much. No offense, but you don't. You don't give as much as you did. And I'm not blaming you. I'm telling you, I know you're feeling the pinch. My good friends are out there. They've helped us along. But let's face it, we're all trying to get by. Now, that being said, I'm hopeful that I mean, here's what I really would like. I would like everybody who listens to the radio show to support it with 10 bucks a month. Now, I know, Kevin, you're always asking for something. No. We would gain an idea of the audience if you would just say, okay, Kev, we're going to figure out what you do. Because we were going to put it behind the firewall. And my attitude there was, well, if you really like the show, you'll pay for it. It's less than a couple. It's less than a cup of Starbucks in some places, and it's certainly less than a pack of smokes or a beer out every now and then. And if it's worth it to you, then do it. But like the people that support the Flick Fest, who signed up because they said, "Kevin, I don't even watch movies. I'm putting my $5 in because I like you and I like what you're doing. I understand the big mission." And the other part is, do you want me to survive? Because if I don't survive, I'll go do something else where I can really make money and put my talents to work. That's what it boils down to. But here's the point of it all. Everybody's feeling the pinch. 70% of people can't save money. Can't. Not won't. U.S. bond rating downgraded. Why? Because Joe Biden can't keep our... I mean, he's just like baby black Jesus. He runs an economy like he runs his, I don't know, America. How about that? I'm talking about he gives it away. Look at the amount of money Ukraine gets for the little bit of bribery money Burisma and all those guys did. Think about, and somebody actually said it. I forget who it was. It was a lefty that actually said, I think the reason why Joe Biden keeps sending money to Ukraine is Zelensky's got him by the whoop whoop. That's if he can find him. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson to you listening to. I told you I bit my tongue. And it hurts like hell. But I'm still trying to do a show. Now, I will warn you. We're going to be running some interesting shows, specialty shows, because I'm going to be gone. They're going to be taped. I'm going to be gone for a week travel overseas, so I can't, and I don't have anybody to do the show, you know, except me. I mean, I could get guest hosts, but it's a hassle. I just gotten to the point where I don't want to do it. So we're gonna run a couple of best of. We're gonna run some specialty shows that I think you're gonna really enjoy. Anyway, do I really need to report how bad things are under the Bidens? And I say the Bidens because Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, James Biden, and I don't know, five or six other Bidens are really running the show here. And they're essentially using us to feather their own nests. And sadly for us, it's been working. Most of Americans believe that the DOJ is crooked, and they're crooked, and they're covering for the Bidens. Most Americans believe this. Most Republicans know that the DOJ works for the Bidens and the Democrats in the New World Order. They are not concerned about justice. Most Americans believe this. They know this in their heart of hearts. The appointment of this special prosecutor in the Hunter Biden case actually helps the Bidens. Forget that it's David Weiss, the guy who gave Hunter the sweetheart deal, or tried to. And everybody go, well, here's a Trump appointee. That means nothing. Sadly, Donald Trump made bad appointees. Bill Barr, how about that? Jeff Sessions, Rex Tillerson, Reince Priebus, Omarosa, for goodness sake. Donald Trump does not know how to pick good people. He's too forgiving. He used to be. I don't know if he will be anymore. My hope is he isn't. Because he is now feeling the full wrath of what happens with the Democrats. They are going to destroy you if they can. I mean, have you seen more frivolous cases in your life than you're watching with these guys against Trump? I can be honest with you. I've never seen more frivolous cases. Oh, Donald Trump said something. Hillary Clinton can actually do things, destroy actual evidence. They say nothing. By the way, have you noticed with the J6 committee? All the evidence is gone. Please explain that. How can you prosecute a case J6 and you have people who are in jail, in prison right now, and when you prosecute Trump for J6, suddenly, poof, it's all gone. Very convenient, right? Let me go back to the Hunter Biden case. You want to know why they're prosecuting him? Because now Congress can't look into it. Because the FBI and the DOJ, here's all they have to say. The case is under investigation. Have you heard Christopher Wray say this before when he's asked the question?
Did Joe Biden take payments from Burisma or any other foreign companies as vice president, president, or private citizen Biden?
As you may know, there is an ongoing investigation being led by the U.S. Attorney in Delaware, Mr. Weiss, appointed by President Trump in the last administration, that our Baltimore field office is working with, and I would refer you to him as to what, if anything, can be shared.
So the president is under investigation.
I'm not going to confirm or speak to who is or isn't under investigation for what. I'm simply going to tell
you. He's not under investigation.
I didn't say that either.
Yeah, he doesn't say anything. These are people that are supposed to be reporting to us. Can't say anything. Oh, why?
Well,
he's above the law. That's all this is, a cover-up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I asked this of Democrats, and you should do the same. And here's a question. How many lies do we need to catch Joe Biden in before you stop the BS? How many? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Joe Biden lied about discussing his business with Hunter Biden. 844-551-8255. Blatant lie. And it's so blatant that I tell you guys all the time, I don't wait on experts and all that. I ask myself, would a father discuss business, his son's business with him? And the short answer is heck yes. But Joe Biden, no. I would never. Why would I allow gambling in a casino? How dare you, Kevin Jackson? Are you kidding? It's an innocent question. Hey, your son's got a new business. You ever discussed it with him? No, of course not. I'm a father. What are you trying to say? That I'm a good father? That I would actually ask my son, hey, listen, what are you doing? Can I help? Is it something that we can do together? Who's your partner? I'm curious. What is the business about? Let's make sure. Remember my status. You know, I've got to make... If my son had a business right now, I would be like, well, wait a minute. Let's make sure it doesn't reflect poorly on dad. That would be question number one. And number two, is it good enough to take care of me in my old age? I would at least ask those two questions. It's so ridiculous. And that's why, I mean, I hate to go breaking some common sense down for you, but I went, that's total BS. Total BS. How dare you accuse me of asking my son about his business? No, I've never spoken to my son about his business dealings. Wow, okay, Joe. Woo, you got me. You never did. Okay. Until we found out you did. Joe Biden would have gone way farther and say, of course. Of course I spoke to him. I've got to know. I want to know what he's doing. I want, you know, my son's business has to be on the up and up. And I ask him, see, I would have more belief in that, you know, than, and you know what? Son, you cannot be using me. I mean, I'm not sure what the business is. You can't use me. And then if he was paying my bills, I would say things like, well, he felt like he owed me all the things I'd done for him. I mean, that's how I would be talking about it. My son, we're a tight family. And my son, you know, I paid his bills. He paid some of my bills. It's kind of a thing where, you know, it's been good. That's how we've worked over the years. I would say something like that. But no, a complete and abject denial. My spidey sense goes up. Here's the other one. He lied about Hunter and other members of his family getting money from foreign sources. A blatant lie. Another one. I mean, in the midst of us having provable information of Hunter getting money from a Russian oligarch, from China, from Ukraine to begin with, and probably many others now, because we know Kazakhstan and Romania, and I believe even France now, a complete denial. My family never got a dime from overseas. What? Joe, we got, well, the biggest evidence of all, Hunter Biden himself admitting it. And then we get an investigation where we find out Hunter's not paying his taxes. He's not paying his child support. Doesn't want to say where his money's coming from. And then you know what we find out? The biggest thing. This is the biggest thing that the IRS will arrest you for or you know, indict you for. Is when they find out that you are jacking around with your business. You're using your business expenses to pay your personal bills. Hunter Biden gets a Porsche as part of a business deal. It's going to be the company car. The company car for what? What is Hunter Biden buying almost $150,000 car when all of his business is overseas? Hunter Biden just needs to write off his Uber expenses. Where's it going? Where's it going that he get? I mean, back and forth to his office. His office is for what? What does he need an office for? All the dude needs is a place, a computer, and a place to be. I mean, I don't know how most people that are, you know, doing illegal banking, you don't need an office for that. Getting money transfers to 20 different LLCs, you don't need an office. Just at the big house where Joe lives, the big guy's house. He should be in the big house. How about that? So that was his second lie. And he lied, Joe Biden did, about getting money from foreign sources. Though his payments came by proxy through his business partner, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden indeed got money from foreign sources. The Bidens were involved, undoubtedly, with the Chinese and the Ukrainians. And of course, a lot of the others. I want to play this clip. Get that Trump clip. The Trump clip. Trump is saying, I told you guys what Joe Biden was doing years ago, but he's also talking about J6, and we're going to play this again when we talk about J6. But here's Trump explaining the Biden situation. I think with Eric What's his name? He used to be on Fox News.
James Comer, the chairman of the House Oversight Committee, released some documents that showed that the Biden family received tens of millions of dollars from countries like Kazakhstan and Ukraine and others. One of the subtexts was there was a transfer of money, $142,300, that went from one of these foreign oligarchs right into the Devin Archer and Hunter Biden company, which they turned around the very next day and purchased a sports car, same dollar amount.
Yeah.
They're doing this type of thing, and you're answering indictments and arraignments.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, it really is incredible. And I'm answering them not for that. I'm answering because I question an election. Not only question, I totally dispute that election. I think it's ridiculous what happened and that they allowed that to happen and that the media doesn't want anybody to talk about it. But now we can. And we did something yesterday. You know, now that we have the subpoena power, because we now have subpoena power, all of a sudden, the J6 committee, the unselects, I call them, everything was deleted and destroyed. The documents, everything was deleted and destroyed. That's a criminal act. So all of that stuff, all of that nonsense you watched for a year and a half go on with all Democrats and two so-called Republicans, but they were worse than any of the Democrats, Kinzinger and Cheney, it's all been deleted and gotten rid of. They deleted it because they didn't want anybody to see it, because the real answers were there, but they didn't want to report it. That's incredible. And when you talk about Russia and you talk about money coming in, during one of the debates, if you remember, the second debate, I said, what about the mayor of Moscow's wife? $3.5 million. And Chris Wallace was like, fighting me. You shouldn't ask that. You shouldn't. And nobody's mentioning that.
Welcome back, everybody. I keep telling people Trump was blowing the whistle on the Bidens years ago, giving us the truth. And social media and FBI and all these people were lying about it because they knew the truth.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Dina Criswell, toured the devastation in Maui and said she was shocked by what she saw. It looked like an apocalyptic movie. The attorney for Hunter Biden says a five-year investigation has shown no evidence that President Biden was involved in any of his son's business dealings. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker signed into law a bill which attempts to hold firearm manufacturers accountable for gun violence. Eight people are injured after a mass shooting in downtown Memphis. Police say it happened around 2:30 a.m. yesterday morning. The victims between the ages of 19 and 54. Six former Mississippi law officers who tortured two men will plead guilty to state-level charges for that racist assault. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And you're answering indictments and arraignments.
Well, it's incredible. I mean, it really is incredible. And I'm answering them not for that. I'm answering because I question an election. Not only question, I totally dispute that election. I think it's ridiculous what happened and that they allowed that to happen and that the media doesn't want anybody to talk about it. But now we can. And we did something yesterday. You know, now that we have the subpoena power, because we now have subpoena power, all of a sudden the J6 committee, the unselects I call them, everything was deleted and destroyed. The documents, everything was deleted and destroyed. That's a criminal act. So all of that stuff, all of that nonsense you watched for a year and a half go on with all Democrats and two so-called Republicans, but they were worse than any of the Democrats, Kinzinger and Cheney, it's all been deleted and gotten rid of. They deleted it because they didn't want anybody to see it, because the real answers were there, but they didn't want to report it. That's incredible. And when you talk about Russia and you talk about money coming in, during one of the debates, if you remember, the second debate, I said, what about the mayor of Moscow's wife? $3.5 million. And Chris Wallace was like, fighting me. You shouldn't ask that. You shouldn't. And nobody's mentioning that.
China ate your lunch, Joe. And no wonder your son goes in and he takes out... He takes out billions of dollars, takes out billions of dollars to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, why is it, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $180,000?
None of that is true.
Not an answer.
None of that is true.
Oh, really?
Totally
Mr. President. President, please.
Totally discredited. Totally discredited. And by the way,
well, wait, he didn't get $3.5 million, yeah?
Mr. Vice President.
He got $3.5 million.
It is not true.
Oh, really?
Mr. President, it's an open discussion, please.
Now, it's a fact.
You have raised an issue. Let the Vice
totally
President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma pay him $183,000 a month with no experience in energy?
Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did.
Mr. President,
what
an answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth. His position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who?
And
the media.
By everybody. Well, by the media, by our allies, by the World Bank.
All right. Well, on Wednesday, President Biden was asked directly about his alleged pay-for-play influence peddling scheme for the first time since former Associate Devin Archer's congressional testimony. Let's watch.
There's this testimony now where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them, talking business. Is that what?
Never talked business in anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, what do you? Why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Ducey getting back in the game. I believe he's been on paternity leave. Nice to see him back. Yesterday, House Republicans published a memo alleging bank statements show that Hunter Biden received over $20 million in payments from Russian and Kazakhstani oligarchs, as well as Ukrainian Burisma Holdings. Screenshots of redacted bank records purport to show Hunter Biden received these payments while his dad, Joe Biden, was vice president. It should be noted that the memo does not show direct payments were made to Joe Biden. But he did attend dinners with Burisma representatives.
According to a new report from the Washington Examiner, a handful of aides worked with both Hunter Biden's business and Joe Biden's political operation at various times, suggesting that there might have been an even less significant effort to keep those two things separate. President Biden has maintained he had no involvement in his son's business deals, but former employee says otherwise, claiming she set up a White House tour for Hunter's associates.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, playing a few clips from things to remind you. Well, number one, Trump was blowing the whistle on this whole scheme years ago when the fix was in. And recall, when Trump was blowing the whistle, the DOJ was hiding evidence. The FBI didn't let people know they had Hunter's laptop. They already knew it was legit. They had gotten it years before. They already knew about the allegations of Joe Biden. They had whistleblowers. They had actual informants telling them, hey, this guy's compromised. They had legitimate people like Gal Luft, who said, look, I'm doing work with CEFC, and I'm seeing strange things happening with the Bidens and the Chinese. They knew all of this. And now we get legitimate people testifying, besides Tony Bobulinski, besides all the evidence that connects the Bidens to this. And, of course, the Democrats are screaming, well, it doesn't connect Joe. We're about to. But now we got a new witness. I don't know why Eric Schwerin has now decided to come forward. Is he under duress or what? Is he under threat by the Bidens or the Democratic machine? But he has decided to come forward. And here's Larry Kudlow speaking with Peter Schweizer, who is one of the best investigative reporters I know. And they're kind of dissecting this whole thing. So here's that.
Devin Archer blew up Joe Biden's defense. So we know that now. Is that without beyond a shadow of a doubt?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Devin Archer, who was really the most important partner for Hunter Biden other than his father in this venture, explicitly said that Joe Biden was an active participant in this business. The call to Washington, D.C., where Hunter called with the Burisma executives to call to his father to have the prosecutor hired. So it's changed the game completely. And as we hear from other people that were part of this enterprise going forward, people like Eric Schwerin, I think the news is going to get even worse for the Bidens.
Well, that's you took the words right out of my mouth, Eric Schwerin. So he was like the business manager or something. He was involved in all these investment funds. So the reports circulating, he went to the White House or the vice president's house, I don't know, 25 times, 35 times, I don't know. He prepped Biden. I mean, this is circumstantial evidence. He may have prepped Biden before the dinners at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C., where they had, as you know, Peter, by the way, from Devin Archer, it wasn't just one dinner. There were actually two dinners with favor seekers and influence peddlers that Joe Biden showed up for. So what's this guy Schwerin? Who is he? And what's his role in this? And where do you think that's going to lead?
Well, I would say if Devin Archer was the architect, the sort of adult supervision on how to structure this, Eric Schwerin was the money guy. If you look at the laptop, Larry, Eric Schwerin is not only talking to Hunter Biden about moving money around, about Hunter's taxes, about Hunter's expenses. He's also talking about Vice President Joe Biden's finances and getting bills paid. So he's the one where all the flows of money meet. And the news that I have is that Schwerin had a falling out with Hunter Biden over personal reasons. The chairman of the Oversight Committee, Congressman Comer, has said that Schwerin is cooperating. So I think this is going to be the next important step before they eventually bring Hunter Biden in to testify. And the other point I would make, Larry, is we have to make sure, I've kind of said this from the beginning, yes, this is about corruption, but there is a huge national security intelligence component to this. The three Chinese businessmen that brought Hunter Biden all of his deals in China that total some $30 million, each and every one of those businessmen who's named in the laptop was business partners or connected to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. So we should be thinking not just about quid pro quos, what Joe Biden was doing. We need to be thinking about the fact that Chinese businessmen were steering tens of millions of dollars to Hunter Biden. He was providing no discernible service in return, and each one of those businessmen has ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. We need to think about it in that context as well.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I agree with Peter Schweizer, Schweiker, whatever his name is. You gotta look at this in the big picture. It's one thing that the Bidens were getting money. Oh, well, they were in business with them, and this is what was that. Okay, but let's say all that was legit. How can Hunter Biden be in business with not one, not two, but three people who are high connected to high sources within the Chinese Communist Party? And we just look the other way. There are two massive things happening. One, the pay-for-play scheme. Bad enough, by the way. And certainly going to be provable. And I didn't know what was happening with Schwerin, but according to Schweizer, if that's how you say his name, he says they had a falling out. And I'm not surprised. When you're dealing with crackheads, they are very paranoid. Who knows what it was about? I'll put it this way. Hunter's not right about it. Hunter Biden has never been in his right frame of mind. He's been coddled his entire life, and his family protecting him. And Eric Schwerin probably said, look, I can't keep covering for you. I can't keep doing all this stuff for you. He's a money guy for the Biden family. He's going, look, man, you got to clean up your act. I don't know. I'm just guessing. But it isn't good news. And it's not going to get any better for the Bidens. How many times have I told you guys this? Things will not get better for the Bidens or the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats are daring us now, folks, to connect Joe Biden to Hunter Biden's career. They now have to admit, okay, Joe lied when he said his son never did anything wrong, right? When Trump was calling him out. And I'm going to play this and give you my take on it as Joe Biden is debating this whole thing. And I know this is the dialogue you're having with yourself if you listen, because I'm going to be speaking for you.
China ate your lunch, Joe, and no wonder your son goes in and he takes out
he takes out billions of dollars, to manage. He makes millions of dollars. And also, while we're at it, why is it, just out of curiosity, the mayor of Moscow's wife gave your son $3.5 million. What did he do to deserve it? What did he do with Burisma to deserve $183,000?
None of that is true. Let him answer it.
None of that is true.
Oh, really? He didn't give $3.5 million? Mr. President, please.
Totally discredited. And by the way,
he didn't get $3.5 million, Joe? Mr. Vice
President. He got $3.5 million.
That
is not true.
Really? Mr. President, it's an open discussion, please.
Now, it's a fact.
Well, you raised an issue. Let the Vice President answer.
Discredited.
Did Burisma make $183,000 a month?
And then Hunter brings up
no experience in energy? Mr. President,
my son did nothing wrong at Burisma.
I think he did. Mr. President, let him answer.
He doesn't want to let me answer because he knows I have the truth.
Yeah, right.
And his position has been totally, thoroughly discredited.
By who?
And
the media?
By everybody. Well, by the media, by our allies, by the World Bank.
The media, our allies, the World Bank, when people start naming it, all the lists of people, the 51 former intelligence officers who said it wasn't true, all of my staff, all of the people that we've assigned to this, all of the crooked DOJ, everybody says I'm innocent. And what do we find out? A blatant lie. What part of that, and I play it, I want to play it 1,000 times. Donald Trump is telling him, you're corrupted by the Chinese. No, it's not. None of that's true. It was all true. And it's not speculation anymore, folks. This isn't a conspiracy show. We know for a fact that Joe Biden was in business with 3 Chinese people with ties to the highest levels of the Chinese government. They want us, I mean, literally the evidence is in your face and they go, we dare you to prove it. We dare you. How do you mean you dare us to prove it? It's there. Unless you really want this banana republic, what more do we have to prove? Joe Biden has told 3 lies. I didn't know anything about my son's business. I didn't take a dime and neither did any of my family. All 3 blatant lies in your face. You want to talk policy? We'll talk policy here in a bit. Joe Biden's Ukraine policy reeks of extortion by the Ukrainians against him. Joe Biden's policy with China reeks of extortion against the Chinese have over him. And we could go on. Eric Schwerin, the guy supposed to be visiting the White House, has visited the White House 25 to 35 times, or he's been to Biden's house. If he testifies to this, it's going to be very tough for the Bidens to get out of it. But supposedly, he prepped Joe Biden before the dinners at Cafe Milano. So who is he? He's the Biden's money guy. And I've seen the reports. I've read some of the testimony. They say he talks with Hunter about moving money around, and also JRB, Joel Robinette Biden. He talks about his finances, and what he says, there is absolutely no equivocation. Joe and Hunter Biden's finances were together. Commingled is what they call it. And you want to know one of the biggest rules about business, the biggest rules from the IRS? There is no commingling of accounts, particularly with business and personal. Schwerin is supposedly cooperating, and he's spilling the beans, and he's connecting the dots. We've already got the dots are connected. At Wimkin, W-I-M is in Mary, K-I-N.com, we've got a petition going up. We demand that the FBI look into the 20 LLCs, and we want to see tax returns. We want to see tax records. We want to see filings. We demand that the IRS expose what they've discovered with Hunter Biden paying prostitutes, having people on his payroll to give him massages and a bunch of other stuff. In other words, Hunter Biden paid his prostitutes to come work in his office so they could satisfy him at his own whim, and we, the taxpayers, paid for it. What about his sex club memberships? What about all these trips he supposedly made, flying prostitutes around? What about all of his dinner meetings and things like that? Can you imagine what we will find if we look in this guy's records intensely like you would do if there were not a dual system of justice? Holy cow. They don't have enough on him? And they're going to cut a sweetheart deal to let him out of this? Come on, Merrick Garland. You really think you're going to get away with this with the American people? You all, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, you should be outraged. 844-551-8255 if you want to vent. Trump told everybody. And this is across the board. And you know what's funny? You go back. You don't believe me. Go back and look at every statement Trump made and where they prosecuted him. Tried to impeach him. Certainly tried to impugn his reputation. And then look at the actual outcome. Russian collusion, not Trump, started by Hillary Clinton, a lie, built on by the FBI, supported by the FBI, who gave false information to FISA courts, and who got prosecuted? McCabe got let go. By whom? David Weiss said, two prosecutors that are working on this case said, you know what, he lied to Congress, but let's just overlook it. Let's not worry about it. Hillary Clinton lied, started all this stuff with Fusion GPS and all this other crap. Not a single person prosecuted. She destroyed emails, beat up her cell phones, and smashed hard drives on computers. And they go, we don't know what her intent was, and was doing everything off the State Department server, but they don't know what her intent was, and no prosecution. But, boy, Trump made a statement. The level of ridiculousness is so far gone that it should be pissing you off, to be honest with you. Every single thing these Bidens touch leads to nothing but them enriching themselves. And you know what? They're selling Manhattan for beads. They're selling America for pennies on the dollar. And there's no speculation here. There are direct ties between China and the policies that Joe Biden implemented with China, the policies that Joe Biden implemented with Ukraine, the policies Joe Biden's implementing with Russia. I could go down the line. So, Schwerin cooperating. What are we going to learn this week? And as Schweizer commented, the national security element is huge. That should be the focus. These people are allowing infiltration of our government. Joe Biden knows we have Chinese spies in our midst, and he's allowed it. And he's done it because the Chinese have said, you will do it or else. We have a compromised, fake president installed in a coup, in a cover-up attempt for January 6th, where now the co-conspirators and all of that have done what? Deleted their paper trail of everything. They didn't want us to see the actual FBI agents working the crowd. They did not arrest one of the biggest big mouths, Ray Epps. Why? Because he was part of the plan. We have video of various groups disguising themselves, changing their uniforms from Antifa, BLM, into Trump supporters, crashing the Capitol, all paid for, orchestrated with the help of the Democrats, the DNC, the DOJ, etc. And they want you to think you live in a place where your vote counts. America, we are a banana republic. I hate to give you the bad news, but we are. I could make lots of parallels, like finding out that the Fonz is a mousy Jewish guy named Henry Winkler, right? You know, the Fonz, the cool guy from Happy Days. Those of you who are old enough. Yo, hey, hey. Yeah, well, I just burst your bubble. Well, I'm going to burst more. And we got a lot more on this. Let me tell you, whether we're talking about the Fauci and the lies that he told and this woo-flu stuff, or the economy and how they're selling us a bill of goods on that. It doesn't matter what we're talking about. There is nothing, zero, this administration has done that has helped the American citizen. Not one thing. And because of this, we have the biggest opportunity of our lives to defeat them.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.